Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Tuesday, May 7th. Today on Forbes, why activism at work could get you fired. By the time Iman Hasim received notice on April 17th that she was being fired from Google, she was ready to leave. The 23-year-old software engineer had joined the company in 2022, straight out of the University of Texas at Austin. She was excited to be going to work for a company she thought wasn't involved with military technology after encountering defense industry heavyweights such as Palantir at campus recruiting events. But her enthusiasm was short-lived. Shortly after signing her offer letter, Hasim learned about Project Nimbus, a $1.2 billion cloud computing contract Google and Amazon have with the Israeli government. After the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel, Hasim joined No Tech for Apartheid, an advocacy group of tech industry employees focused on ending the contract, and decided to participate in an April 16th sit-in at Google's Seattle office. Protests also took place at its New York and Sunnyvale, California offices. Hasim is one of about 50 employees who were terminated from Google. Some are joining a charge filed against the search giant on April 29th with the National Labor Relations Board, also known as the NLRB. They claim they were unfairly fired over their participation in a, quote, peaceful, non-disruptive protest that was directly and explicitly connected to their terms and conditions of work. This, according to a copy of the charge viewed by Forbes. In response to the charge, Google spokesperson Bailey Thompson said in an emailed statement that employees were, quote, disrupting and occupying workspaces and making other employees feel threatened and unsafe. In a company email sent April 18th, CEO Sundar Pichai said, quote, this is a business and not a place to act in a way that disrupts coworkers or makes them feel unsafe, to attempt to use the company as a personal platform, or to fight over disruptive issues or debate politics. The Google case is the latest to raise a host of questions about the rights U.S. workers have when it comes to activism on the job, and the challenges companies could face if unrest on college campuses spreads into workplaces. For employers, a recent ruling from the NLRB may expand questions about some workers' protected political speech and its connection to working conditions. And for employees, the fundamental question is this: what can I really do and say when it comes to activism at work? Mark Hanna, a Washington, D.C.-based labor and employment lawyer who represents workers, says, quote, this is a fraught issue. There are too many ways where employers and employees are going to fall into traps by either clamping down too hard or risking their job by being too expressive. Everybody should be careful here. Google's case has grabbed numerous headlines, but workplace activism has been growing for years as more CEOs have taken on social and political issues, whether publicly opposing bills that limit transgender rights or pledging billions to racial justice causes. And as employees are increasingly encouraged, in the fashionable parlance of many managers, to, quote, bring their whole selves to work. In a highly charged presidential election year, as workers have more tools to criticize their employer on social media, and as younger generations increasingly expect workplaces to line up with their personal or political values, the environment is ripe for more activism to find its way into the office. Lawyers say their phones have been lighting up with employers asking for advice. Sam Schwartz Fenwick, a labor and employment lawyer at Seyfarth Shaw in Chicago, says there's, quote, a real fear of how to respond. Employers are asking questions like, quote, how do we lower the temperature? How do we remind people that their focus at work is to do work? For employees who want to engage in protests at work, the legal questions are also complex. But the protections are relatively limited. By and large, there are fewer protections for employees than many people think, but there are key exceptions. Depending on whether the employee works for the government, is in a union with a collective bargaining agreement, or has another contract in place, is covered by certain state laws, or based on what issues employees are protesting. One widespread misconception, employment lawyers say, is that the notion of freedom of speech extends to private workplaces. Dina Merlin, an employment and labor lawyer in Connecticut, says that private employees, quote, don't have any constitutionally protected rights under federal law to say what they want and not be fired for it. For full coverage, check out Jenna McGregor and Maria Gracia Santillana Linares' piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.